The stories you are about to hear are true. The reenactments are not! Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Odd News on the radio show you should watch with Scott and Val.
All right, this is your disclaimer. Odd News today going to get out of control, all right? It's going to get louder and crazier, and by the end, it's literally going to explode through your TV and radio, okay? All right, that's how big the last song is, okay? All right?
Okay.
We're not doing a bunch of songs. We're just ending with one, and it's really cool. All right, let's start off with a trip to Germany with my beautiful sister, who is actually German, so...
All right. We're going to northern Germany, actually, where local police are dealing with a classic case of grand theft. Donkey. Traffic came to a grinding halt this week when an absolute loose cannon of a burro named Freddy decided he was completely done with walking. Eyewitness reports that Freddy was seen trotting down the highway before executing a flawless Olympics-level leap straight into the open side door of a moving commercial van. Now, we've all heard of horsepower, but this is ridiculous. Freddie didn't just hitch a ride, he completely took over the vehicles. Authorities report that the rogue donkey began kicking, biting, and aggressively demanding the front seat, ultimately injuring three passengers who were completely unprepared to ride share with a farm animal. Police eventually managed to de-escalate the situation, coaxing Freddie out of the van and back into custody. The injured passengers are recovering, the van is heading to the body shop, and Freddie is currently facing charges of reckless braying and operating a vehicle without a license. Our advice to commuters today, lock your doors, rope your windows, and if you see a donkey waiting at a bus stop, just keep driving, dude.
You remember last week we had the two goats that charged the bus? All right, so now a donkey and a van.
What is it with animals?
And we got another one coming up too, trying to hitch a ride. But first, let's help these people with the burrow problems.
Are you tired of casual highway ride shares turning into sudden, hooved hostage situations? Has this happened to you? Introducing Burrow Blocker 5000, the ultimate anti-donkey vehicle defense system! Don't let local farm animals violently claim your shotgun seat. Our patented system uses state-of-the-art carrot cannon technology. With one touch of a button, a high-velocity root vegetable shoots out of your vehicle's grill, safely distracting rogue burrows up to 100 yards away. Still not convinced?
No.
Our premium package features the Eeyore Ejector. It blasts high-frequency accordion music directly out of your tailpipe, a sound scientifically proven to make these long-eared rejects immediately retreat. Call now, and we'll throw in a complimentary pair of titanium shin guards and a bucket of free oats. Burrow Blocker! Burrow Blocker! Burrow Blocker! Burrow Blocker 5000! Because your van is for humans, not stubborn barnyard freeloaders! Burrow Blocker!
All right. I got you one of those. It's coming. You can hook it up on the front of your Mustang.
Okay.
I got you for
just
some.
That's what I needed.
I got you for some of that. I got you something else for some of that music coming out your tailpipe, too.
Wait till I re-gift this.
You're going to re-gift it? It hasn't even arrived yet. Wow. All right. Drivers on a highway were left rubbing their eyes in disbelief this week when they were aggressively overtaken by a giant flying piece of footwear. Yes, you heard it right. A mad scientist inventor has officially built the world's fastest motorized clog.
Ooh.
Yes, the oversized Dutch wooden shoe didn't just cruise. It clocked in at a terrifying 70 miles per hour. Highway Patrol reportedly didn't know whether to issue a speeding ticket or look around for a 50-foot tall Paul Bunyan missing his left shoe. Doctors are already warning against the design, noting that a blowout that speed could result in the world's largest splinter.
Could happen.
Most people look at a traditional Dutch clog and think, that's footwear? He has now set the Guinness World Record for the fastest motorized clog, reaching 70 miles an hour. Can you believe there was one before that? All right. Yes.
I didn't know this was a thing.
Me either. Yes, a giant wooden shoe was traveling faster than many people drive on the highway. Machine was based on a traditional Dutch clog, except this one had an engine, wheels, and absolutely no practical reason for existing. 70 miles an hour, I don't know what the appropriate footwear would be if something went wrong. Perhaps another clog.
Oh, perhaps.
Perhaps. All right, let's check out this mad scientist. Oh, yeah, splinters.
Oh, splinters everywhere.
All splinters, yeah. Don't wreck like he did. All
right. And I like how it was put in a crock.
It kind of looked like a clog. Don't ruin it for me, Val.
Oh, come on. I'm teasing the whole thing so somebody will go watch it.
Oh, I get it. I get it. That works. All right, make fun of it. Cool.
All right.
All right.
All right. Next up. Meanwhile, turning to local politics, things got a little dark at the San Diego City Council meeting last night. Residents expected the usual boring debates over zoning laws and potholes. Instead, the heavy doors swung open. And out stepped the Dark Lord of the Sith himself.
Oh.
A local resident dressed in full, authentic Darth Vader armor marched right up to the microphone, but he wasn't there to destroy the planet. No. Lord Vader was there to passionately defend the city's new flock surveillance cameras. Apparently, the Galactic Empire is a big fan of neighborhood watch programs. Sources say the council approved the cameras immediately, mostly out of fear of being force choked during the public comment section.
Really? He was all for it because most people are freaking out. But this dude went into the media.
Yeah.
All right. I know why. Check it out.
The galaxy is a dangerous place. Rebel scum are everywhere. Is your neighborhood safe? From the mind of San Diego's favorite city council speaker comes Imperial Home Security. Our neighborhood watch packages feature premium flock surveillance cameras, automated laser turrets, and a 24/7 hotline manned by a mildly enthusiastic stormtrooper. Protect your property. Protect your exhaust vents. Crushing the resistance starts at home, right in your driveway. Sign up today and get 15% off your first month of Galactic Order. I am your father. Call Imperial Home Security right now.
Use the Force, Luke.
I didn't steal nothing from Star Wars.
You know, he's kind of just like our president. If he's pushing something, he has an angle to make himself some money.
That's right. That's right. That's how it works. That was the demonstration. All right. Pull the wool over my eyes, Val.
All right. We are going back to Germany, where a sheep apparently decided that walking was for suckers. Oh, another one. What is happening to these animals?
It's crazy.
The animal escaped from its enclosure near Ludenhausen and somehow ended up boarding a city bus. And this wasn't just a quick ride around the block. No, the sheep stayed aboard long enough to be carried into a bus washing facility. Officials eventually got the woolly passenger off the bus and reunited it with its owner. There's no word on whether the sheep paid a fare, but considering it got a ride and a bath, I'd say it got considerably more value out of the public transportation than most of us do. And somewhere, another sheep is standing at the bus stop thinking, what, a ride and a bath? I
could have played that song from last week again that said, I thought I was free.
Yes.
No. So this one didn't come out very well, but like I wanted this generation, but it's really soothing. Something about a sheep getting a bath and then walking around a bus.
Oh, okay.
Notice there's no driver.
Oh.
Just the sheep.
You know, have you ever smelled wet wool, though?
No.
Not always a pleasant smell.
All right. Here's an incredible woman. She is absolutely amazing. From the United Arab Emirates, she's earned a Guinness World Record, get this, Val, by writing 150 words on a single sticky note. Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
150 words. We're talking actual handwritten words, not tiny computer text printed by a machine. Achievement required squeezing an entire small novel into a piece of paper roughly the size of 4 postage stamps. The obvious question, Why? And the answer appears to be the same reason. People climb mountains, balance refrigerators on their heads, and put engines in wooden shoes. Because somebody eventually says, I bet you can't. She proved them wrong. Meanwhile, the rest of us are still looking for a sticky note we wrote 3 days ago that says, buy some milk. And let's talk to the winner of the new Guinness World Record for getting 150 words on a sticky note.
I'm able to do this because I got my hands shrunk. It really didn't hurt. The plastic surgeon called them Trump hands. Nice, huh?
So, I have a little aside. Of course I do. Travis, when he was in high school, wrote like itty-bitty, tiny little, I mean, his writing was so small. And I'm like, Travis, why do you write that small? And he's, because, like, teachers aren't going to take the time to read printing that small.
Oh, that's brilliant.
I thought it was brilliant, too. So, little, you know, tip for kids out there.
All right.
Write small.
All right. Off to Rhode Island we go.
All right. Drivers in Narragansett, Rhode Island, recently encountered a traffic problem that was considerably more slippery than your average road construction project. A tractor trailer crashed and spilled a substantial load of squid.
Ooh.
Yes, you heard right. Squid onto the roadway. The intersection had to be closed for roughly 8 hours while crews cleaned up the mess. So, for several hours, commuters weren't dealing with potholes, construction barrels, or stalled traffic. They were dealing with calamari. Imagine being late for work and telling your boss, sorry, I'm late. Route 1 is covered in squid. And if Rhode Island had charge admission, it could have opened the state's first all-you-can-slip seafood attraction.
All-you-can-slip? I want to go there. All right.
All-you-can-slip.
So if you haven't eaten breakfast yet, you should look away from this video.
Oh, Scott.
Look at it falling on the back of the truck. Look out!
Complete with the squishy sound.
Yeah. Ew. I get extra points for squishy sounds.
You're a millionaire.
I'm the dude. All right. Around 150 corgis recently gathered in Lithuania for an international corgi race. If you ever watch a corgi run, they're basically sausage with legs. These guys are trying to achieve aerodynamic flight. Short-legged dogs competed in a race while owners cheered them on. Some dogs were dressed in costumes because apparently making a corgi run wasn't sufficiently humiliating. Real challenge is getting a corgi.
Or funny.
Yeah. Real challenge is getting the corgi to run in the direction you want. These dogs have incredibly strong opinions for animals whose legs are only 6 inches long. Winner gets bragging rights. Losers presumably get a snack and a tummy rub. Watching 150 corgis compete may be the closest humanity has ever come to proving that adorable can be a competitive sport. And
you know, it reminds me of you, though. You'll
that?
Do anything for a snack and a tummy rub.
She's right. All right. There was one person at the event that was not enjoying it from the city. Let's check with him.
I hate my job.
Cleaning up after 150 corgis? No, thank you. All right. Off to Florida for the end.
All right. Wrap her up. No, I'm the one to wrap it up today. All right. Florida residents may get an unusual sight in the sky this week following a SpaceX launch, a glowing phenomenon that can look remarkably like a giant jellyfish floating through space. It's not an alien. It's not an actual jellyfish. And disappointingly, it isn't Florida's newest state attraction. The effect happens when rocket exhaust expands high in the atmosphere and catches sunlight, creating a huge glowing shape in the sky. It's one of those things that looks absolutely terrifying until somebody explains it. Because if you saw a giant glowing jellyfish hovering over Florida without knowing what it was, you wouldn't think, ah, yes, an atmospheric rocket exhaust. You'd think, well, apparently the aliens have finally chosen Florida. Not surprisingly. And honestly, after everything else that's happened there, Florida being invaded by a giant space jellyfish wouldn't even crack their top 10 weirdest things.
That's right.
By the way, here they are.
All right.
Castle Dude. tossing alligator or tossing gator, hamster man across the ocean.
That's I-4. I should have changed the color on that. I asked ChatGPT for the top 10 weirdest stories ever out of Florida, and they came up with the Coral Castle, which is a guy who made an entire castle out of coral. And some of the pieces are bigger than the stones that they built the pyramids with. He did it at night, and he did it by himself, and nobody knows how. It is now a tourist attraction.
Like a crop circle.
Yeah. Tossing gators, a guy who tosses a gator at people. That's another big story out of Florida. And then you might remember the hamster man, the guy that made his own hamster ball, put it in the ocean, and tried to get to England.
Vaguely.
He didn't make it very far. And then there's Interstate 4, which is the haunted highway in Florida. So those were the top four. 10 were too many. And I decided, hey, I can put those to music.
Of course you can.
Of course I can.
There are 50 states in America. 49 of them occasionally make the news. Then there's our embarrassing aunt, Florida. She broke his heart, he lost his mind, so we built a castle of the massive kind. 100 pounds, 5 feet tall, he moved 1,100 tons of rock, that's all. Worked in the darkness, nobody knew, no cranes, no bulldozers, no construction crew, just one time. With a very large grudge and enough limestone to make an ex reconsider her love. They say, Edward, how'd you move all that stone? He said, I know, I built the pyramids all alone. Florida, what's wrong with you? You're six kinds of crazy. Through the door, hey! I got pulled up to Wendy's late one night. Ordered up a drink, everything seemed right. Then he reached in the back and grabbed a tip for her. 3.5 feet of angry alligator. He didn't complain, he didn't yell, he didn't ask to speak to the manager as well. Sir, would you like fries with that?
No.
Would you like to upgrade your drink?
No.
Would you like to launch a live alligator into our kitchen?
Yes. Florida, what's wrong with you? You're six kinds of crazy, and everybody makes fun of you.
Then there's a man with a dream so grand, he built a giant hamster wheel by hand. Not for exercise, not for a zoo, but because he dreamed of traveling the ocean. Was totally cuckoo. 70 miles offshore, the Coast Guard came near, probably thinking, this is a little weird.
Florida, hey! What's wrong with you? There's a man in a hamster wheel, and he's got places to go. London's just ahead of him, apparently he's got a plan. He's only 4,000 miles. Can't swim.
Then there's I-4, the highway from hell, where ghost stories and traffic jams dwell. They say beneath the pavement, buried down below, there's a cemetery from long ago, where drivers swear they see hitchhikers appear, dead people looking for a ride somewhere near. You pick up a hitchhiker, he gets in the back, then you notice he hasn't blinked, and you're the snack. And if you see somebody standing on the shoulder and I ain't, don't stop, don't ask questions, don't take a ride. Just keep driving. Florida isn't safe at night.
Florida, oh, what's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
You're six kinds of crazy.
Oh,
and everybody makes fun of you.
little faster. Florida, you don't need an explanation.
Florida,
you don't need a reason why. We all know. It's just where crazy old people go to die.
That's the people from Florida in the back.